going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Alan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Alan, you understand how this here game is played?
Roger that.
Fantastic. Here are your choices today. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me, in other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally today, license to spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
License to spill. Never heard that one. Let's do it.
Well, I grabbed the wrong story. I was like, that's weird. Okay, here we go. Colorado State Patrol reported that a crash near Colorado City closed part of Interstate 25. So about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the Colorado State Patrol reported that there was an extended road closure due to the crash on northbound I-25. Now, according to them, troopers responded to a single rollover crash at 2:35 a.m. The driver of the vehicle was taken to the hospital with unknown injuries, but they said the semi was carrying a product that would, quote, take some time to clean. That's the whole story. The question is, what was spilled onto the highway that will, quote, take some time to clean? Was it vodka, tequila, rum, or beer? So vodka, tequila, rum, or beer, one of these things spilled out of the truck on the I-25.
Vodka, tequila, rum, or beer?
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing Colorado, home of the Rockies, home of Coors. I'm going beer.
Beer for Alan.
That makes sense.
Okay. First of all, I don't know how it would take a while to clean up. They're all liquids.
Bro, I don't know. Well, leads me to believe whatever's still in the tank.
I mean, glass, yes. You can clean with vodka. I mean,
yeah.
We know that. Rum has got a ton of sugar in it. I'm going to go rum. Just based on the fact that
it's attracting the wildlife.
It's sticky and crap. And I'll go tequila then. Tequila for
tequila.
Okay. What did the semi spill all over the roadway? Vodka, tequila, rum, or beer? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Category is not licensed to spill on profile. This we go to Colorado. State Patrol had to close a section of highway there. Single semi rollover crash, but they said it would take a little while to clean up because it was a sticky situation. So what did the semi spill? Vodka, tequila, rum, or beer?
And Alan, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. You went with rum. It was not rum. V. Ted Smith. Arriba, you went tequila.
Tequila.
It was not tequila. That leaves you, my friend, and you went with beer.
What?
That was not beer.
It's vodka.
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 Has to be glass.
I guess. I can't imagine putting it in like a fuel truck and just nothing but vodka. But okay. Vodka.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got Weekend Update, The Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel,
Stephen Colbert, Bill Maher, Seth Meyers, or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
Right there in the title, these guys have teams of talented writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Train engineers went on strike, completely shutting down the New Jersey transit lines into New York. In case you're wondering why the city smells so nice.
Seth?
SNL.
Train engineers went on strike, completely shutting down New Jersey transit lines into New York, in case you were wondering why the city smelled so nice.
An 8-year-old discovered a shipwreck. Scientists say a boy may have discovered St. Anthony, a schooner that sank in Lake Huron in 1856. So take that, James Cameron.
Lee Ted Smith.
Yeah, that's me. He had one metal detector, dude.
Yeah.
You feel like a loser.
And he's 8.
The townspeople of Kimbleton, Iowa, who are furious about their tap water having turned pink, must look on the bright side. The rats in your sewer system are having a girl.
Bill Maher.
Yeah, Bill Maher.
That's Bill Maher.
The townspeople of Kimbleton, Iowa, who are furious about their tap water having turned pink, must look on the bright side. The rats in your sewer system are having a girl.
And what counts as good news in 2025, the Menendez brothers have been resentenced for the 1989 murder of their parents after the judge said he did not believe the brothers posed a risk if released, unless someone adopts them.
SNL?
Yeah, it's SNL.
In what counts as good news in 2025, the Menendez brothers have been resentenced for the 1989 murder of their parents after the judge said he did not believe the brothers posed a risk if released, unless someone adopts them.
A new survey found that the worst litterers in New York City are men from the Bronx and Queens, while the women from the Bronx and Queens safely keep all their junk in their trunk.
That's Michael Che.
That is Che.
A new survey found that the worst litterers in New York City are men from the Bronx and Queens, while women from the Bronx and Queens safely keep all their junk in the trunk.
Yesterday looked like a big day for sports with some game sevens.
Yeah.
But they were just blowouts.
Yep.
You also had the final round of the PGA Championship, right? So, like, I was kind of busy. I was visiting friends. We were doing stuff, but we got like an hour. I said, hey, let's check out that game seven. I turned on the WNBA did have a big weekend on Saturday, but I turned on the NBA game seven in the fourth quarter. It was a wrap. That game looked like Oklahoma City had basically wrapped that up by halftime.
Mm-hmm. They did.
They just, and I get it. There was somebody out for Denver, so they were down. But Jesus, man.
Yeah.
You just, and look, I just as a sports fan, right? Like, I don't like Oklahoma City because they took the Sonics.
Sure.
But I don't really have a huge dog in that fight. So for a game seven, I'm always of the theory of, let's just have a good game seven.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's almost been 20 years.
Right. And then, what was I going to say? And then when I left a restaurant, the PGA championship was locked up at 9. I was like, oh, John Rahm going to make a run at this. Scottie Scheffler, if you don't know, basically if he's in the lead on Sunday, he doesn't lose. So I was like, interesting. Same thing. We clicked over to that. That was a wrap. Rahm had just S'd the bed on the like five holes on the walk home. And then, yesterday I was like, all right, hockey, you're up.
Come on,
right? Game seven. The Maple Leafs always tragically lose game sevens. They lose the playoffs. They're not going to do that, right? Yeah, they got blown out like 6-1. Again, I turned that game on. It's 3-0. The fans are already booing. I was like, damn. They were in Toronto.
Right.
And the fans were booing. I was like, ugh.
I'm a little surprised we didn't hear more from the city after they lost that game. Apparently they get a little wild up there in Toronto when the Leafs don't do too well.
The issue is, and I only really realized this after the game, is that Toronto, the Maple Leafs have been good for the last few years. They like their players. They just can't get over the hump and even, like, you know what I mean, and win that game. Now, granted, Florida, you know, the Florida Panthers, as weird as it sounds, aren't the defending champ. But also, like, I feel bad for hockey, right? Like, I forget who their commissioner is, but you're sitting in the office and it's like, sweet, let's get everybody in the country excited about the Eastern Conference Finals of strongholds of Carolina
and Florida.
Right. And Florida Panthers, I believe, are in Jacksonville, aren't they?
Oh,
are they down in Miami?
You might be right.
No.
Maybe
they're Miami. They got to be Miami, right?
Well, even the NBA, Minnesota,
Fort Lauderdale,
Oklahoma City. Jesus,
Sunrise, Florida. Let's see where that is.
Jesus,
yeah.
I have no idea where they play. I'm just saying when you think
hockey, Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, when you think hockey, you don't think teams from Fort Lauderdale and Charlotte.
No. No.
Right? It doesn't say like, oh, let's get crazy. But yeah, just kind of just as a sports fan watching stuff, you're just kind of like, well, this is kind of boring.
Mike, who are our Preakness picks?
Oh, yes. I did want to bring that up, didn't I?
I totally whiffed on it.
So I took journalism in the Derby, but he didn't win. And then I saw he won on Saturday at the Preakness.
He did win it all. I was gonna cover this in headlines, however. Let's see here. Okay, so none of us did pick journalism, which ended up winning the day. I am happy to report, however, I chose the highest with Sandman, who got third in the race.
Nice.
Miles, you're second with us. You chose Pay Billy, and he took seventh.
Yeah, Billy.
Steve,
there's only eight horses.
Yeah.
There was nine horses, and Steve chose number nine with clever.
Jeez,
again.
Really?
You came in dead last, brother.
Oh, you tried to be clever again and got screwed by a horse named Clever again.
Yeah. You're smarter than me. You're smarter than me.
Yeah. generally, this has happened to me twice in the last few months. Once in Vegas and now down in California. There's only one thing that drags me away from sport events. Pools.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, is it the Preakness on? So he's like, you already missed it, dude. I was like, what time is it? Like, 5. You've been in that pool for like 3 hours. Yeah. It was decadent, Miles. I had a piece of pizza in a pool.
All right, let's see.
It was called the Charlie Sheen. Had basically every
cocaine
meat
on it.
Drugs.
It had tiger sauce on it. Not positive what the tiger sauce was. But
don't ask questions. Why did you get the Charlie Sheen? Just based on the name?
My buddy, he had just had it before, and he's like, that's our spot. That's where we go. You got to get the Charlie Sheen. We basically, we just refused to order a Supreme.
Okay.
So we got half with Charlie Sheen, which is all the meats. And tiger sauce. So then the other half was vegetarian. At one point I was like, we could have just got a Supreme, but whatever.
Whatever, man.
Not Supreme, but what was he going to say? Sheraton and Shelton. So basically, CBS and Paramount Plus, they got a new reality competition show called The Road.
All right.
This is Taylor Sheraton from Yellowstone and Blake Shelton. The premise is kind of cool. 12 and upcoming artists will be thrown on a stage and open for Keith Urban.
Oh.
Now, they say 7 mid-sized venues across Texas, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. I'm assuming they're just
so casinos, probably. Or outdoor or smaller venues.
Right, but, I get it. That's nice of Keith Urban, but it's like, hey, sure. New guy, you're not opening up at the football stadium.
Yes,
right,
exactly.
Or the football stadium.
Man, this is a TV show.
Correct. Do you guys remember Gretchen Wilson?
Yeah, I know the name, yeah.
She had, a couple hits back in the day. I want to say she was a ginger kind of country star.
Okay. I know her name. I couldn't tell you.
I think her song was called Redneck Woman.
Okay.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Here for the party.
Yeah.
When I think about cheating.
Yeah.
Salt in your glass.
Her whole thing was I like sex and booze.
All right. That works for me.
Me too. I do too.
Yeah. Well, she's going to be the tour manager.
Great.
Yeah, I know. No official date. When that
great.
Opens up.
They've already got this stuff laid out.
Tour manager.
Look out.
I've decided we're going to Topeka next.
No, it's already laid out, tour manager. The deal's already been done. What are you going to do, really?
I also don't understand, because each of these bands or singer, you get one shot to open up for Keith Urban.
All right.
So you're right, Miles. They're not on tour. Why do they need a tour? I'm sure it's just some way to get Gretchen Wilson in there.
Yeah,
she's another
drink
star.
With her and have sex.
She's going to stomp around and go, all right, this guy wants hot dogs. He's got it on his rider.
Well, the other funny thing is that, I would guess if this show's an hour long, now I'm just freeballing here, I don't know, is that a half hour of this show is just going to be, the band being we've been waiting our whole moment for this.
Well,
then it cuts to Gretchen Wilson. She's got a drink in hand, and she's like, they better be up and ready! They're opening tonight for Keith Urban! Don't get nervous! Just the biggest show of your goddamn lives.
Yeah, get off after 35 minutes on the nose.
Yeah, you don't have kids, but this will affect them and your grandkids. So don't screw it up.
Yeah.
Mike, there's a reason they didn't hire me to give the speech before you go out on the stage.
Didn't bring Coach Ted out there?
Yeah, don't be nervous, but if you suck, it'll affect your whole family.
Even the ones that aren't born yet.
Your dream will die this day.
Last week, the Daily Mail, a British tabloid, which... Full disclosure, I know it's a rag magazine. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Okay.
They got some wild stories in there, and they have some stories sometimes. It amazes me. I'll find a story in there sometimes that hasn't even hit the U.S. papers yet.
Oh, yeah.
And it's about something in the U.S. But they were wrong last week.
Uh-oh.
They said Kristi Noem, the Homeland Security Secretary, was backing a proposal for a reality show where immigrants compete to fast track for the U.S. citizenship.
Yeah.
Obviously... who knows how far along, if it was in talks at all, but people were like, dude, that is brutal. How far?
The scariest part was that was believable.
Yeah.
That's what's
right.
Scary.
So obviously DHS came out and said that's not real, this and that. But
we're making it a movie.
That's right.
Well,
maybe a miniseries, so.
And there is already shows, right? Like I watched To Catch a Smuggler,
mm-hmm.
but there's also just Border Patrol. Which is, again, they're mostly looking for, drugs and stuff.
But these people are not volunteering to be on the show. The drug traffickers. It's not like, cool, correct. They caught me, I'm on camera. That's the exact opposite of what they're looking for. That, you just got caught.
Well, and I think, especially with the To Catch a Smuggler, Like they're in other countries and stuff. Like, you're right, those people didn't agree, but I think because you're in an airport and there's so many cameras, they can just use it. Yeah. Now, the people that sit there and want to argue, like, you must have signed off.
Like cops?
Yeah. Like, why you would sign off from being like, I want the whole country to see me shirtless taking a swing at a cop.
Yeah, I got like, tased naked while high on meth. Yeah. Absolutely, I'm signing that.
Exactly. I S'd my pants.
Right.
Yeah, I'll sign off on this.
Yeah, they found me asleep and a pile of my own feces because I passed out behind the wheel. I'm on TV. Cool. Yeah, I want my bosses to see this.
Yeah, and look, like I said before, I've watched these shows enough. Some of these ones were like, sometimes they pull somebody aside. And it's just like, this doesn't make sense. Why is this guy traveling to this country for 3 days every right. other month, right? And then sometimes it's just a random dude that's like, I don't know, man. I just like Colombia. It's a really, really beautiful country. And they're just like, all right, we got this wrong. Like, and they'll x-ray his body and everything. Like, this guy just likes Colombia. You know? And if you're like, I got a girlfriend down there, it's like, sure you do, fella.
Sure.
Everybody's got a girlfriend in another country.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm with you. I think he's just going down there to party. Damn, I don't believe he's a drug smuggler. But, like, who goes to Colombia for 3 days often?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, I didn't go down there for one soccer game. It's
because, like, he goes down there for the local cuisine.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody eats there.
Yeah.
Great sugar.
If you're up watching a late night show tonight, watch Jimmy Kimmel, Sam on Seth Rogen, and somehow weed will be involved.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A Texas senior citizen is pulled over at the border, and he had $1 million in cocaine in his car.
Yes, he did.
Meanwhile, a man in D.C. hotel wakes up to a naked woman banging on his door on her way home from the bar. Woman in England has to move after losing battle with neighbor over a fence. Mm-hmm. Firefighters spring into action to ensure Thanksgiving dinner will commence. And farmers turn to seaweed to keep cows from farting. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Wales, where 300 pounds turns into bankruptcy. A woman in her late 70s had been enjoying her home for the better part of 2 decades when she got a new neighbor with some ambition. He immediately began installing various upgrades to the home and garden, eventually leading him to taking out a portion of the fence that split their homes to work on the drain pipe. The woman interfered, telling the man that the pipe was on her side of the property line and even brought in contractors to fix the now missing panels. He argued back, saying that the fence belonged to him and expressed anger that the new panels did not match the color nor the size of the existing ones. Eventually, they went to court over the dispute, with the woman representing herself as she didn't have the funds for representation, ultimately losing the case and getting landed with the attorney fees of her new neighbor. Not able to shell out the now £20,000 that she owed in facing bankruptcy, the widow was forced to gift her home to her daughter so that they could be eligible to refinance it. She was actually so old that the bank would not refinance her home because she wasn't going to make it.
Jeez, damn. Man.
After the debts were paid, she says that she intends to sell and move away from the sour taste in her mouth that is her new resident.
Wow, you've been there for 20 years, and that's what you get, huh?
Right. And I understand that when two people just don't back down, it does boil into something.
Sure.
Somebody had to back down, but nobody did, so now it's a court case. But it's like, really, you're going to stick... We're going to go all the way to court with this thing.
For this.
And then you got this widow who raised her other daughter, by the way. Uh-huh. She lost her husband and her one daughter in whatever tragedy it was that she lost the two of them.
God.
So now she's living as a widow, raising up her daughter, living there for 20 years. It's like, at no point do you feel bad about this.
For a fence.
At no point. Okay. In other news, wild story out of D.C. as a man wrote a piece on his stay at the Viceroy. The piece starts like any review of a hotel room would, complimenting the style and comfort choices by the hotel designers, but quickly takes a turn when he mentions his one frustration with his stay. He says that at 4:30 in the morning, he heard a commotion from outside the door and looked through the peephole to see a naked woman demanding entry into the room.
Yeah, right.
Sweet.
He says, let me in.
5 stars.
He says there's only 2 options as to why this incident was taking place. Either she's in trouble or she has the wrong room. He states that it was the latter, as he attempted to give her a robe from the room when he opened up the door, but she refused and also insisted that she didn't need help, leading the man to leave her to her devices. Which was a mistake, because she then pulled the fire alarm, forcing everybody to exit the hotel.
Jesus.
His second complaint was that the lobby didn't have coffee ready before 6:30. And he kind of went on about that. It's like, no, let's go back to the naked chick that you got outside.
Yeah, that'd be more my issue, not like, I'm not enough coffee ready.
Right. And the fact that she's like, no, I don't need the robe. Like, girl, you're naked. But
You put need that on. Robe.
Right. Come on. Especially you're going to pull the damn fire alarm?
I know.
Can we get follow-up? Anything.
I kind of like her more now. Like, oh, you went full crazy. Okay. All right.
Wild went out of the Del Rio border crossing in Texas. Border Patrol agents found cause to refer a 75-year-old man for secondary inspection, which yielded some fruit. Agents searched the car and found a compartment within the seats containing about 70 pounds of cocaine.
Damn.
They arrested the driver and seized the narcotics, roughly estimated at about $930,000.
Ooh.
Good work there, buddy. Good work. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To New Jersey for a rescue mission. Firefighters in the area got a call from someone claiming to hear the sounds of birds coming from a local storm drain. They arrived on the scene and heard what sounded like ducks stuck in the sewer. And upon further investigation, it turns out that it was a group of four turkey chicks that managed to get themselves stuck. They were all safely extracted by authorities and returned to mama without a further incident. Little baby turkeys.
Four turkeys.
All right.
You'd think they'd have shown up if they'd known there were turkeys. I feel like we do things by cute, right? So you say ducks, like, all right, man, little ducklings, we'll be there.
Baby turkeys.
They're cute. I'm going to Google a baby
turkey. Yeah, they're fluffy and around the neck.
They look
stuff.
Like a baby bird, dude. Like, I wish it was something, you know.
Yeah, that is a cute bird.
It's a baby bird.
They get ugly quick, but they do start.
They get tasty faster.
They look like your grandpa's.
The guy who tends to get the hell off his lawn.
That's right. It looked like when you accidentally see your grandpa in the middle of the night when you were staying over. No. PBS recently put out a piece on what some farmers are doing to combat climate change. This was a fascinating article that I saw here. Studies have shown that in a 20-year period, methane gas traps significantly more heat than CO2. 80 times more, in fact. And while that the funny tends to be on the cow farts, it's actually their burps that release the most. Farmers are attempting to cut down on these emissions by slightly altering the diets of their dairy and beef cattle, and they've stumbled upon something interesting, seaweed. One farmer in particular that they interviewed tested a handful of his dairy cattle over a two-month period, incorporating just 0.5% of seaweed into their feed. Just 0.5% of their feed was seaweed, right? They found some dramatic changes. Though it didn't affect the health of the animals nor the flavor and quality of the milk, they found an average drop in emissions of 52%.
What?
Over 2 months.
From 0.5%.
Yes.
Wow.
0.5% of seaweed in their feed dropped their emissions on average 52%, with some having as high as 80% and one as high as like 90s. There was one that was like a 98% drop in their emissions.
I wonder what
it is in the seaweed or algae or whatever that
neutralizes the gas, man.
Wow.
I don't know.
I might have
we should probably
that.
Start eating that.
Yeah, no kidding. But this could very well pave the way for a simple solution with a major impact. Gotta love that right now. Men's room sports. The Seattle Mariners managed to go into San Diego and find the fire once again as they wrapped up the weekend going 3-for-3 in a sweep against the Padres, keeping them at 2.5 games in first place for the division. Well done, boys.
Is that the Vetter Cup?
That was the Vetter Cup.
Nice.
Yes, sir. We got to win that, right? Come on now. They quickly made their way to Chicago, where they'll take on the White Sox for a 3-game stint starting tonight. That game is currently underway over en route. As far as your weather, got a little bit of cloud cover coming in tonight to drop things down to the high 40s. Tomorrow, we're expecting mostly cloudy skies and a high right around 60 degrees. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, for appreciate it. Sin Spin tomorrow. It's all flowery. And the lovely Jolene coming up next. She's got Hardy VIP tickets for you.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact.
No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.